Leaders meeting with Iranian diplomats, ambassadors, and officials of the foreign ministry. On Saturday, 20th of May, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, met with hundreds of officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and ambassadors of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The leader outlined and explained the criteria for a successful foreign policy. The meeting took place at the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniyeh in Tehran, on the eve of a national conference in Tehran of the heads of Iran's diplomatic missions abroad. In this program, we discuss the leader's remarks about diplomacy and foreign policy and his points of view expressed at this meeting. Please stay with us. The leader of the Islamic Revolution met with officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and ambassadors of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Saturday, 20th of May. At this meeting, Ayatollah Khamenei talked about foreign policy and the importance of effective diplomacy in successful running of the country. He outlined three essential key words, namely honor, wisdom, and expediency, and expounded the criteria and indicators of a successful foreign policy. Ayatollah Khamenei defined an honorable or dignified foreign policy as being the opposite of entreating diplomacy. He said an honorable foreign policy negates and avoids entreating or begging diplomacy. The leader also defined wisdom as wise and calculated interactions and activities. He defined expediency as the flexibility to circumvent difficult obstacles and continue on the chosen path. He said flexibility is a good thing and is very much needed on occasions. He also emphasized that it is possible to be both flexible and adhere to one's principles at the same time, stressing that there is no inherent contradiction here. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei urged Iranian diplomats and officials to constantly monitor developments and events on the international stage to attain the deserved position of the Islamic Republic of Iran in a future world order. The leader said a proper foreign policy and an efficient diplomatic system are fundamental pillars for successfully administering the country. He said six fundamental principles in foreign policy which should be observed all the time. The leader pointedly said, observing these is a sign of a successful foreign policy, and if these principles are not observed, we have problems either in the theory of foreign policy or the function and operation of diplomacy. In further comments, the leader said, the first principle of a successful foreign policy is the ability to convincingly explain the rationale behind the country's approaches to various issues. The five other principles, he mentioned, were describing a successful and dignified foreign policy, were an effective and directional presence in various global political economic events and movements, solving and reducing threatening policies and decisions against Iran, weakening dangerous centers, strengthening governments and groups who are united and sided with Iran, and developing the country's strategic depth, and the ability to detect the hidden layers in regional and global decisions and actions. Commenting further about the three key words, honor, wisdom, and expediency, with regards to foreign policy, Ayatollah Khamenei said, honor is the refutation of entreating diplomacy, both in words and in content, and refraining from paying attention to the words and decisions of officials of other countries. He said non-reliance on principles in foreign policy is a breach of honour and a cause of hesitation. He added, "In all global issues, we move forth honourably, relying on our principles when talking, interacting and facing the actions of others." Elsewhere in his remarks, Ayatollah Khamenei defined wisdom as wise, rational and calculated conduct and speech and said, "Every move in foreign policy must be wise and well thought through. Rash and uncalculated decisions have harmed the country on occasions in the past." He said misplaced or unwarranted trust in opponents is certainly unwise, poignantly adding, "Of course, not every word in the world of politics should be considered a lie, because honest and acceptable words are sometimes spoken. However, not all words should be trusted." Another essential keyword that the leader elaborated on was expediency, defined as having the flexibility to get around difficult obstacles and continuing on our chosen path. He said, "There is no conflict or contradiction in adhering to our principles and expediency in the mentioned sense." Of course, when I talked about heroic flexibility a few years ago, some individuals, both inside and outside of the country, misunderstood my words. Because the term expediency implies finding a way to navigate challenging obstacles and progress towards the intended goal. Continuing his speech to top diplomats and ambassadors and officials of the foreign ministry, Ayatollah Khamenei dubbed positive, timely and well-thought-out personal initiatives essential and necessary, especially in the interactions of Iran's ambassadors. The leader mentioned the importance of having both quality and quantity in human resources at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, as well as recruiting knowledgeable, skillful and trustworthy individuals, stating, "The Ministry of Foreign Affairs must hire forces that deeply and wholeheartedly believe in the ideological and political foundations of the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic of Iran, and who can withstand the ideological and propaganda onslaught of the foreigners with sufficient motivation and a strong will." Expressing his satisfaction with the foreign ministry's plans to hire a young, qualified and talented workforce, Ayatollah Khamenei stressed, "A necessary duty of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is to protect the motivation and the faith of its personnel, of its workforce." The leader also said representatives of Iran abroad and representatives of the people and their behavior reflects the identity and nature of the Iranian nation. He said, "An Iranian diplomat must be a symbol of faith, love for our dear Iran, determination, will, mobility and hard work, and their speech and conduct must be a source of respect for the Iranian nation." Elsewhere in his remarks, Ayatollah Khamenei referred to Iran's lengthy borders with several and sometimes essential and influential countries, saying the current government's policy of communicating with neighboring nations overly imperative and correct, and added, "Foreign hands are actively creating problems between Iran and various neighboring countries, and we mustn't allow this policy to be realized." The leader mentioned that the policy of communicating with Islamic nations, albeit distantly, as well as like-minded nations, is necessary. He said, "The unprecedented cooperation and shared views between the Islamic Republic of Iran and some major nations on certain international political movements and policies is an opportunity that should be appreciated and used to strengthen relations with those countries." Discussing the transformation of the current world order and acknowledging its frequent mention in global literature, the leader of the Islamic Revolution referred to the meeting of ambassadors. He said, "The transformation in the world order is a long-term and tumultuous process, affected by unforeseen events, with different nations having varying opinions and approaches." He said global developments and a precise understanding of the direction and events going on behind the scenes is a prerequisite to ushering Iran into the proper position in the new world order. Ayatollah Khamenei said practical suggestions should be derived according to this observation and evaluation. Both ambassadors and diplomats, especially heads of diplomatic delegations, also play an important role in this regard, especially in influential nations. As for his remarks, Ayatollah Khamenei said, "Foreign policy is very important. It is imperative in administering the country." The leader added, "While economic and cultural factors are considered when analyzing the country's current situation, foreign policy is often overlooked in discussions." The leader added, "A proper and successful foreign policy can help in the running of the country." At the start of the meeting, Iran's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Hossein Amir Abdullahian, reported on activities, programs and priorities of the 13th cabinet to create a transformation. Amir Abdullahian stated, "Some of the critical strategies for the 13th cabinet of foreign affairs include moving away from single-field JCPOA policy to create a balance in foreign policy, prioritizing economic diplomacy, developing non-oil exports, and utilizing the country's unique transit capacity, focusing on Asia with an emphasis on neighboring and Islamic countries, supporting the axis of resistance, actively participating in regional coalitions such as the Eurasian Economic Union, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, and BRICS, and simultaneously pursuing strategies to neutralize sanctions whilst negotiating for their removal." Iran's foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdullahian, highlighted that over the past 20 months, the Iranian president had made 11 foreign trips and other heads of state have made 14 trips to Iran. He also mentioned that comprehensive long-term memoranda of understanding had been signed with countries such as China, Russia, and Turkey to increase Iran's interaction and trade.